Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. On this day six of the government shutdown, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy will be at Newark Airport today to talk about the effects of the shutdown on air travel and other transportation. Air traffic controllers are considered essential workers. They're expected to work through the shutdown without pay. But there are fears that a prolonged shutdown would lead to workers calling in sick. That shutdown still showing no signs of an end in sight. Democrats are holding firm to their demands that Republicans repeal cuts to Medicaid and extend Affordable Care Act subsidies before they vote to keep the government open. Republicans are saying they'll negotiate on health care, but only if Democrats agree to reopen the government first. A Long Island man is accused of stealing from a number of stores in Nassau County and assaulting an officer when police tried to take him into custody.
Nassau police say there was a struggle and an officer sustained minor injuries as the officer arrested a 24-year-old man accused of stealing from CVS, Marshalls, and Lowe's in North Lawrence and Inwood. Marvin Torres is accused of committing the crimes in September. Authorities say when he was arrested, they also found a glass pipe with a white substance. Sophie Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The American Red Cross is partnering with the FDNY to get thousands of smoke alarms installed in apartments and houses in the city free of charge. The FDNY started the installations back in August with the goal of installing 15,000 in homes within 1 year. Doreen Howe of the American Red Cross says fire alarms are the easiest ways to save lives in a fire, yet many apartments and homes don't have one.
Having a working smoke alarm in your home decreases the risk of death by home fire in half. And people don't often know this, but you don't have much time to escape from a home fire. Typically, you only have about 2 minutes.
The FDNY and American Red Cross will host community events where city residents can schedule installations in their homes. And you can get more information about the program by visiting fdnysmart.org. Well, you've probably seen the social media posts from Humans of New York, the really heartwarming, sometimes funny, sometimes poignant stories of everyday New Yorkers. Well, now you'll be able to get a glimpse into so many of those true New York stories out on display on your commute.
Humans of New York is coming to Grand Central Station. For the next 2 weeks, throughout the entire terminal and subway tunnels, you won't be seeing advertisements anymore. You'll be reading and seeing stories of everyday New Yorkers.
What I think we achieved was to create enough moments throughout this building where every person who passes through feels something.
Brandon Stanton, the creator of Humans of New York, says it was a goal of his to turn the place where everyone heads into one single piece of art.
You're going to see every type of person, every type of story, every type of viewpoint, every type of culture, and that's New York.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Grand Central Station.
We're just about 4 weeks away from the New York City Marathon taking over the streets of the city. The New York Roadrunners Club produces the marathon, but you may not know that the running nonprofit also organizes about 60 other adult and youth races every year. Ted Metellus, race director of the New York City Marathon, says it's because running continues to get more and more popular.
We've seen a growth in running, and a lot of that growth in running came out of 2020, 2021 with COVID. People were looking for ways to be healthy, active, but most of all, find community and solace. And running has been seen as a tremendous benefit to not just your body, but your emotional health and wellness as well.
The New York City Marathon steps off Sunday, November 2nd at 8 a.m. for the first wave and runs through all five boroughs. With books being banned at schools and libraries across the country at a record pace, the New York Public Library will be taking part in Banned Books Week, which is a nationwide effort to support the freedom to read. Brian Bannon with the NYPL details some of the events that will be happening at local branches.
A lot of it is a focus on families and kids. Is that our programs are highlight the freedom of expression. So we're doing a queer Puerto Rican comic celebration in our 53rd Street Library. We're doing writing workshops for kids.
Other programs include author talks and a Teen Voices panel. This year's theme for the week is Censorship is So 1984. A major crime bust in the Bronx. Police officials later this afternoon are expected to announce the indictments of 10 people connected to three shootings in the Northeast Bronx, including one in Half in Park that killed a 17-year-old girl in August. Investigators say those arrested have all been linked to gangs in the area. We expect to get more details on this in the noon hour.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.